which you owe tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. So glad to be in your presence.
Praise the Lord. The Lord will be section one.
Promise me one thing.
You are going to be free. And I'm going to be free. Don't walk out when I preach.
One day I
will also
walk out on you when you preach.
Amen.
Say amen as I preach.
If you don't say amen, I'll
do the same when you preach.
So let us just
be complimentary.
Let's be Christians in this walk.
God
bless you, saints. Amen.
Amen. If you see yourself having a cough, when the doctor diagnosed a fault in the leg, then you know that I'm about to be killed. Be given the correct antidote.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Ministers, we know what we need in here. So allow us, give us the freedom.
Gallop
the word of God.
Amen. Promise me that we are going to walk together.
Christians, they don't like it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So I want to see it, hear the amen.
Hallelujah.
Not you just
stay at me.
Let us just go into it together.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Ndoda kukwazisa church yose muzitarashi Jesu Christ.
I greet the whole church in the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Danchifunga Mai Stewart. I was thinking about Mai Stewart.
Daifunga Mai Tutani.
Mai Tutani.
Daifunga Mai Majayanjan.
Mai Majayanja.
Dikafunga Mai Chesa.
And Mai Chesa.
Katwana wavanoda munamato chaizvo.
These people they really
nevamwe wacho hatisina kudoma mazita.
And the rest of them that we did not spell.
Katwarangarire munamato nguva dzese.
Let us remember them in prayer all time.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Mwari wedu akatinakira.
Our Lord is wonderful.
Not from Soroi, Wakuruwe Church.
Excuse us, sir.
Member, you are right, Terege.
This man is so wonderful.
He no member, you are right.
He's so wonderful.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Dia Noah, kambo tukwa na brother Nyarara imakwini. Pana wapangandu udrega na haribu wakambo tukwa na brother.
Can anyone testify to that?
Asiku Nyarara, kusiku pusa futika.
Being quiet does not mean that you're down.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Saka toda kutenda mwari.
Appreciating the Lord.
Ndepaka iswa mai edu ipapo.
Our brother was placed there.
Ndomukana wandawa nokuva pano manerano.
And the grand opportunity granted for me tonight.
Muzita rashi Jesu Kristu.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Toda kuverenga zvangu gwaro.
I want to read the scripture.
Mark chapter 3.
Mark chapter 3.
Verse 14.
Verse 14.
And he ordained the
12
that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach. Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Praise the Lord.
So bow our heads and pray.
Brother Maraire, yeah, tinamate.
Brother Maraire, to pray for us.
Baba wedu vatsvene, munorarama nekusingaperi. Imi musiki wedenga nenyika.
Hallelujah.
Mwari wemadzimari ose, mambo wemadzimambo ose, tenzi wemadzitenzi ose. Imi kana muripo baba, hapana mumwe mwana anokwanisa kutaura chimwe chinhu. Ishe tinonzwa chete zvinobva kwamuri. Jehovha makanaka tinokutendai. Watiunganidza kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Ishe wangu makanaka taswera tichigunzana mapendekete naSatani. Tichitaura zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana baba. Tingadaro tataura zvinhu zvaita kuti mweya mutsvene wenyu udzipe patiri. Taita zvinhu zvaita kuti mweya wenyu udzipe patiri. Asi madekwana ano ishe sekutaura kwaDhavhidhi. Takanzwa kufara ndichiti ndiende muimba yaJehovha. Nekuti tinoziva kuti mitoro yedu yose ishe inoturirwa paCalvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Taungana madekwana ano Jehovha. Tinoziva kuti pese patinoungana sekutaura kwenyu kuti panoungana vairi nevatatu imi muripo pakati pavo. Jehovha makanaka tinotenda kuti madekwana ano masarudza kuti tiungane ishe mutsvene. Matiunganidza for a purpose ishe mutsvene. The bride of Jesus Christ in these end times ishe mutsvene makanaka kuti tive tinosukwa ishe mutsvene makanaka pese patinouya ibaba. Tinotenda kuti baba matiunganira for a purpose yekuti tinzwe kutaura kwenyu. Taikumbira madekwana ano kuti muburuke pakati pedu muuye mute move from heart to heart from bench to bench ishe mutsvene makanaka mugotiita kuti baba patakana patinobuda ishe titi Mwari wakanaka mataura nesu. We want to be blessed as we come in. We want to go out ishe wangu makanaka tawa change ishe mutsvene makanaka. Shoko renyu ishe mutsvene makanaka rinotiita kuti tishandurwe. Tinonamata baba wangu makanaka masarudza mudziyo masarudza uyu baba. Itai kuti miromo yake ishe mutsvene makanaka iitwe circumcised. Itaure ishe chete zvinokwanisa kuti zvitaurike baba zvamunoda kuti zvitaurwe ishe mutsvene. Itai kuti nzeve dzedu ishe dzigonzwa ishe mutsvene makanaka. Mwari makanaka give him the unction of the Holy Spirit ishe mutsvene. Itai kuti baba makanaka muite set aside ishe makanaka as a vessel ishe wangu makanaka of honor ishe Jesu Kristu tinokutendai. Tinoziva kuti ishe wangu makanaka munhu wese ane maoko mairi anokwanisa kuvhura Bhaibheri. Munhu wese ishe wangu akanaka akaerenga spoken word anokwanisa kuda kutaura ishe mutsvene. Asi baba isu hatisi kuda kuzwa munhu. Hatina kuungana kuonana ishe mutsvene. Hatina kuita fellowship ishe nemwi ishe mutsvene wakanaka. Tinonamata baba wangu wakanaka mapei simba chipo chikuru chekuzvisa parutivi. Imi mutauri kukereke yenyu baba. Ndi munoziva manidzi edu Jehovha. Mumwe naumwe baba makanaka patauya ishe tine zvatinoda kunzwa kwamuri. Chiitai kuti muranda wenyu ashandiswe ishe as a trumpet ishe mutsvene makanaka. Baba makanaka tinonamata nekuti tinoziva kuti zvinokwanisika. All things are possible. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bind every foul spirit kuti dzinge pakati pedu. Itai kuti mweya wenyu mutsvene uye ne preeminence ishe wangu wakanaka. Torai muranda wenyu baba mumushandise ishe tiwe titwe bring up into heavenly places in Christ Jesus where all things are possible. Tinoziva kuti zvinokwanisika ishe nekuti makativimbisa kudaro. Mwari makanaka ishe taungana kuti tidye patafura yenyu. Titibatsirai pari kupedurwa chingwa ishe. Itai kuti mwoyo wedu tigobatsirikana kuda kwenyu kugoitika. Patinobuda muno ishe tiite sevaya vaienda kuEmmaus kuti mwoyo wedu aina kutsvaire taataura kwatiri. Itai kuda kwenyu ishe mwakati. Tangai nesu mugopedza nesu muzita raishe Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Gore randachata.
The year I waited.
Brother Mairere vanga vasingazorori.
This brother never rested.
Achimanya manya.
He was running around.
Maika diwa vaibika.
Maika diwa was preparing the food.
Zvikafamba muchesterei.
And all things just went right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother Ray ndo akatenga suti yacho.
Brother Ray bought the suit.
Gore iroro ini rikapfeka.
In that year I wore that suit.
Yes.
Amen.
Saka ndiriwe panapa.
Now I belong here.
Murikunzwa chabuku changu kuti chakasimbira panapa.
Here this testimony is inclined here.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Manerano manera akanaka.
Now this evening is a blessed evening.
Ndichaedza kuti sunungike pandiridzo nezvandoda kutaura.
I'm going to try to be free on what I'm going to say.
Ndangoitwa umwe waparidzi mushure mevaparidzi vakauya pano mushure mokuenda kwa Pastor Chesa.
I'm one of the ministers to come also after many ministers came after the departure of Pastor Chesa.
Takavana Pastor Marisa.
We had Pastor Marisa.
Takavana Pastor Chikosi.
Pastor Chikosi.
Takavana Pastor Daniel Mabugu.
Pastor Daniel Mabugu.
Takavana Tikavana Pastor Danny Matanga.
Pastor Danny Matanga.
Tikavana Pastor George Martin.
Pastor George Martin also.
Tikavana Pastor Harold Beckett.
Pastor Harold Beckett.
Tikavana Vinworth. Brother Vin.
Brother Vin.
Tikavana Pastor DJ Makombe.
Pastor DJ Makombe.
Tikavana Pastor Josh Gardner.
Pastor Josh Gardner.
Tikavana Dr. Ngwenya.
Dr. Ngwenya.
Tikavana Jonathan Mwembe.
Jonathan Mwembe.
Tikavana Pastor Patrick Chakana.
Pastor Patrick Chakana.
Tikavana Reverend Mdiwa.
Reverend Mdiwa.
Reverend Mchochomi.
Reverend Mchochomi.
Reverend Chiriseri.
Reverend Chiriseri.
Ndova ndiri kurangarira.
I'm remembering these ones.
Ndiri kumira panzvimbo dzakatiome because varume ava vakuru veshoko raMwari.
This is quite a high podium because these are mighty men of valor in the gospel.
Asi tinongoitawo sekutungamirira kwaMwari.
But we'll just move according to the influence.
Amen. Are going to pray for me?
Vangani vachandina matira.
Can you all relax?
Munganyatsozorora here zvenyu.
Relax.
Munyatsogadzikana.
Yazokuzorora pacheya yako zvakanyatsona.
Just relax.
We are not going to harm you. We are just going to preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. Are you now relaxed? This side, are you now relaxed? Yes. Inini ndiri product ya Pastor Chesa.
I'm a product of Pastor Chesa.
Ndakauya panapa 96.
I came here in 1996.
Ndabva kwandaiva zvokumhanya.
When I was just in a hurry from where I was coming from.
And I was
received
here.
With the brethren here together with Pastor Chesa.
I was
not yet in the courtship. But I got here when I was
here.
Then my father-in-law passed away.
And
the brethren here helped me out.
Up to the
time we buried him,
we used your
offering to do those things.
The
wedding, it was through your help.
Pastor Chesa.
Pastor Chesa.
Munhu akangosvika kukwanawo muupenyu hwangu zviri right.
Was a man who just got into my life and fitted in.
Takasvika pano tichinzwa kuti vanga vari kuMazoe.
We heard that he was in Mazoe when we got here.
Kwavakanga vachidzidzisa ikoko.
Where he was teaching.
Panguva yavanga vaenda ikoko teaching yaibhadhara chaizvo.
At that time that profession was well paying.
Asi mavari mukudzidzisa kwacho vanga vane chido nemweya yakarasika.
In that profession he had a burden to win souls.
Takasvika tichinzwa kuti vanga vamboenda Kwekwe kwavanga vachiparidza vari ikoko.
He had gone to Kwekwe at that time where he was preaching.
Uye ndandina tezvara wangu hanzvadzi yemudzimai wangu yanga iri kuMazoe.
And the brother to my wife was also in Mazoe.
Akanga achitaura kuti ikoko vanga vachiita maservice.
Who testified that they had services there.
Mukufamba kwacho ndakasvika pano ndichinzwa kuti Pastor Chesa vanga vari head deacon where church dzekutanga panguva yatanga tisatauya pano.
At that time I heard that he was the head deacon of the churches that were there before we got here.
Akazova pastor pa church pano.
And he became the pastor at this church.
Paaita pastor pa church pano.
When he became pastor.
Takasvika ane shungu chaizvo kuti shoko raMwari rienderere mberi.
He had the zeal for the furtherment of the gospel.
Zvienderana Malachi 4.
According to Malachi 4.
Hatina kumuona ari munhu anokompromisa.
He was never a man who compromised.
Nokuti pandabva kwandakanga ndichibva.
Because when I came from where I was coming from.
Machechi anga akawanda.
Churches were many.
Asi ndakasvinga ndakafunga kuita station ino.
I thought to make this station.
Nokuda kwemabatire andakanga ndaona Pastor Chesa vachiita.
My place of adore of abode because of what Pastor Chesa was doing.
Kana wapinda ministry.
Now when you get into ministry.
Unosangana nema doctrines akawanda nema ideologies akawanda.
You meet many doctrines and ideologies.
Asi pandafamba na Pastor Chesa.
But in this journey with Pastor Chesa.
Andina kuona vachitorwa ne AIDS messenger.
He was never taken away by the AIDS messenger.
Andina kuona vachitorwa ne kaku.
Or even taken away by the AIDS.
Andina kuona vachitorwa ne zvimwe zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana.
Or many other strange things.
Ndakaona vane deep desire for lost souls.
Yet the deep desire for the lost souls.
Ndinorangarira chindana na brother Namo.
I remember together with these brothers.
Kune nzvimbo dzakawanda dzakasiyana.
Going to many places.
Kwatachiita ma outreach meeting yanga iri vision ya Pastor Chesa.
Where we were doing the outreach meetings which was the vision of Pastor Chesa.
Brother Moyo vaitibatsira mu section iyoyo.
Brother Moyo was helping us out in that section.
taiona kusawomera kwake pane zvinhu zveshoko ramwari.
He was very liberal in terms of the gospel.
Isusuwo vakatotiita nature, vakatotiita encourage.
He natured us and encouraged us.
Ndokwanisa kubatsira machechi edu pane zvinhu zvataisangana nazvo.
And amortized our churches in their challenges we were meeting.
Tiri kune nzvimbo dzataiva marenta ainetsa.
The places where we were, it was difficult for the, in terms of rentals.
Ndorangarira imwe nguva mudzimai wangu akaita shuga ndokumuendesa kumvurwi.
I remember the other time my wife became diabetic. I took her to Mvurwi.
Ndandisina mari.
I didn't have money.
Pastor Chesa mitigated that for me.
Pastor Chesa vakandibatsira panyaya iyoyo.
Ndakabva ndaona kuti zvavakanga vakatarisana nazvo.
I saw that what he was actually looking at.
Kwangu siri kuda kuzvivakira zita.
He was not building up an honor for himself.
Asi vaida kuti shoko ramwari risvike kwakasiyana siyana.
But he desired the perpetuity of the gospel.
Kuenda kwedu kunzvimbo dzaibva vatende vanobva pano paEastley.
We are going to places where our brethren would come from.
Zvairevawo futi kuti manumbers aizoramba achiuya pano anodzikira pasi.
It meant that the numbers would dwindle.
Nokuti tinenge tiri vanhu vabva mudanga rino.
Because we'll be people coming from this.
Saka kana tiri kubudiriro.
Now when we are at Budiriro.
Vaitendera vanhu vari kubudiriro kuti vachipinda kuchechi kwedu.
You'd say those in Budiriro must fellowship.
Vari ku Highfield.
Those in Highfield.
Votendera vanhu vari ku Highfield kupindira ikoko.
Are also fellowship.
Vari kudzivarasekwa.
Those in Dzivarasekwa.
Zvimwe chetezvo.
The very same.
Ndikataura navo ndikati pastor.
And I said pastor.
Vision yataitai muri kuonawo here kuti pama numbers enyu inoderedza zvinhu pasi.
You see that this vision is making your numbers to dwindle.
Zvikanzi hapana manumbers amboderera.
There are no numbers that are.
Kungoita kuti neti rikure.
It's just making the
shoko ramwari rienderere mberi.
So that the gospel.
Ngatiombererei murume uyu nezvinhu zvakaita.
We appreciate this man for such.
Tikaona tapinda naye pane imwe nyaya yakativhurira.
And we got into a certain issue that he revealed to us.
Prison ministry.
The prison ministry.
Tina na brother Mujiri.
Together with brother Mujiri.
Zvikaita kuti zvive zvinofamba zvakanaka chaizvo.
And it was very possible.
Vakativhurirawo zvakare kuva ma marriage officers.
Allowed us to go into the ministry of marriage officers.
Hama dzakawanda dzikaenda kunonyora mabvunzo dze marriage officer.
Many brethren went towards that.
Vamwe ma marriage officers musivara nasi.
Some are marriage officers today.
Vakatanga kuva nema revivals okuparidza mumapurisa.
And they started to have the revivals to preach to the police.
Ndotoziva brother Ray vachiendavo pa police camp iri kuseri uko vachienda kunoparidza.
Brother Ray going to that police camp just behind there to preach.
Takaona pachivhurika zvinzvimbo dzakawanda.
Many places, avenues were opened.
Tikaona kuti shoko rakuparidzika kwakawanda. Uye zviri nyore.
And the gospel spread and it was easy now.
Nokuda kweinfluence nezita ravo ratanga tichishandisa kupinda panzvimbo iyoyo.
Because of the influence and his name which we're using to get in them places.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Vakatiitawo kuti tive tinokwiza mapipito edu.
He made us also to have fellowship.
Nema other international groups.
With other international groups.
Ndorangarira 2011.
I remember 2011.
Takaungana pano for Trinidad.
We gathered here for the meetings with Trinidad.
2016.
2016.
Tikava pano nokuda kwa Lifoko.
We were here because of Lifoko.
Vana Kalambai.
The likes of Kalambai.
The latest yatakaita ye Lafontaines.
The latest one of the Lafontaines.
Tikaona zviri zvinhu zvanga zvakanaka.
And these were wonderful things.
Nokuti isusu ma ministers nobva tawanawo vokugoverana navo ma address.
Because us ministers we have a time also to be elevated, sharing addresses.
Pandakaenda ku South Africa Cape Town.
When I went to South Africa Cape Town.
When I used his name.
Pandakashandisa zita ravo.
It was easy for me.
Zvakandirerukira.
Nokuda kwe brand name yavanga vanayo.
Because of the brand name that the pastor had.
Pandakaenda ku Zambia.
When I went to Zambia.
It was the same.
Zvakanga zviri zvimwe chete.
Pandakaenda ku Botswana.
I went to Botswana.
It was the same.
Zvakandirerukira.
Pandakaenda ku Malawi.
When I went to Malawi.
It was the same.
Zvakandirerukira.
Zvimbo zhinji kwataa kudeedzwa iko zvino.
Many places where we are being called.
Imhaka yemvuri wanga wakati fukidza.
It's because of this huge shadow that was shadowing us.
Nechipo changa nacho.
And the gift that he had.
Chokugona kushanda nevamwe nevekunzewo zvakanaka.
The ability to call.
Ngatimbomuomberera imaoko nokuda kweizvo.
We appreciate him for that.
Ndautendawo mhuri yavo.
I want to salute the family.
Nokuti isusu kuti tisenerere tikwane zvakadaro.
For us also to fit in like that.
Zvinoreva kuti maresources anenge aripo anenge achishewa.
It means that the resources will be strained.
Chida kutendawo futi church inei.
Appreciating the church.
Kuti tisvike kuti tiite zvinhu zvakaita seizvozvo.
For us to be in these shoes.
Maiti tendera kuti tikwane kushanda na Pastor Chesa zviri
nani. Allowed us to synchronize.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Toda kutenda Mwari nezvinhu zvakaita seizvozvo.
Appreciating the Lord for that.
Ahem.
Appreciating the Lord for what He did for us. The youth could mingle also in fellowship with other youth from other churches. Meeting with the youth, young generation. Being taught wholesomely.
Uye pachikwanisa kuva nemasinage okuti ari ku Belvedere anogona kuroora ku Eastleigh. Ari ku Eastleigh anogona kuroora ku Budiriro. Zvichiramba zvichiita seizvozvo. Zvakakonzera kuti fellowship dzedu semapastor.
It made our fellowship as pastors.
Zvirambe zvichienderera mberi.
To continue to grow roots.
Nokuda kwebandiko ravanga vatitangira iroro.
Because of that program he had started.
Ndiri kutoona riri kuenderera mberi.
I'm seeing it's going forward.
Weekend mbiri dzapfuura Brother Garikai vanga vane meeting yakada kudaro.
The two past weekends Brother Garikai had such kind of a meeting.
Brother Chitsinde variko vachitoenderera mberi.
Brother Chitsinde being there supporting.
As idea iyoyi.
But this very idea.
Ndichiona ndakaona Pastor Chesa vachienderera mberi nayo.
Seeing it, I saw the pastor elevating it.
Ndikaona prisons dzichifambira mberi.
I saw the prison ministry.
Because not hakungoenda tese.
Now we are all going there.
Munyika mese tatekeshera.
In the whole country.
Nokuti pakaita mumwe munhu akata.
Because there is somebody who took the first step. The other day I was sick in
Parirenyatwa.
Munandakaona achisvika kuzondiona ipapo it was Pastor Chesa. Pastor Chesa came to visit me.
Vakada kuona kuti zvinhu zvese zvanga zvakamira sei.
And he made sure that everything was well.
Pastor Chesa.
Pastor Chesa.
Takambeta imwe nguva yevamwe brother vanga vasiri kutaura mashoko akanaka pamusoro pavo.
There was a time where another brother was not speaking correct and good words about him.
Ine ndaitungamirira bandiko rema ministers.
I was leading the ministers program.
Ndakatora phone.
I took my phone.
Ndikati Brother Chesa.
Brother Chesa.
Amai pane zvinhu zvaya kutorasikirwa nazvo.
His brother seems to be going on this kind of a way.
Mari yavangada ingapfuura 1000.
The money he needs about 1000.
Zvikanzi Brother Komichi, vaudzei vauya vazotora mari.
Tell him to come and take the money.
Ndakadzidza chinhu chakakura chaizvo.
I learned a great lesson there.
Zvokuti munhu wausiri kutaurira naye mashoko akanaka.
That a person who seems to be worried.
Ndoenda kunobvisa mari pane zvinhu zvakaita seizvo.
You're going to help him out.
Ndakaona vamwe vanhu vachiva criticize panyaya yeEdmark.
I saw some people criticizing him about Edmark.
Vachizoita problem futi.
And having a problem also.
Vosvika voti ini ndine mari yeEdmark.
I have got this money. This
kana uchida ndinogona kubatsira padambudziko raana.
I can help you on the problem you have.
Ndaiona vanhu vachitora mari iyoyo.
And people would get those monies.
Kunyange necriticism yanga yakaita seizvozvo.
Even with such kind of criticism.
Manzwisisiro avo emacourtship.
His understanding of courtships.
Inini ndakanga ndichingofunga kuti in pane inonzi touch is a move.
Pane panonzi kana vato fambisa chinjeke zvatokwana.
Ukangoti yete musikana ndokuda zvatopana zvaitwa nehama ye hazvigone kudzokera kumashure. Ndakajekeserwa naPastor Chesa zvinhu zvakaita
izvo.
Marriage and divorce.
Marriage and divorce.
Ndakaona vane articulation pairi zvakanaka chaizvo.
So
murume uyu when I say we have missed.
Patinoti tarasikirwa.
Ini ndo zvandine chireva zvinhu zvakaita izvo.
This is what I look at.
Ndo chaindikonzera kuti ndive pasi paPastor Chesa.
These are the credentials that made me to be attached to the past.
Musi wataura akati tiri kuenda kumasvingo.
The day he said we are going to Masvingo.
Ndakasangana na Brother Ray.
I met a Brother Ray.
Zvikanzi Brother Komichi.
Said Brother Komichi.
Tiri kuenda kumasvingo.
We are going to Masvingo.
Nokuti ndo zvataura pastor.
Because that's what the pastor said.
Ndikati amen.
And I said amen.
Ndandisina kugadzira zvangu zvakakwana.
But
nokuti ndo zviri kuda general wedu.
Because this is what the general wants.
Kuda kuita zvinhu zvakaita seizvo.
We want to support him.
Ndosaka ndandisina an opposite view na Pastor Chesa.
That's why I didn't have an opposite
because
view.
Because I know what it means to be under somebody.
Nekuti ndinoziva zvinoreva kutungamirwa neumwe munhu.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari varumbidzwe.
Let's clap hands for Pastor Chesa.
Tiemberere maoko Pastor Chesa.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Ndoda kutaura ndichaedza kuti manye manye zvangu.
Going to be a bit hasty in what I'm going to say.
Mukazviteerera zvinobatsira.
If you listen to it it's going to
help. But mukateerera zvine criticism hamugone kubatsirika.
But if you listen to it with the critical
ear. Have an open heart when you come to church. You go and compare the scriptures when you get home.
Unoinzanisa magwaro paunodzokera kumba.
If it's anywhere wrong.
Kana pane pakatsveyama.
Then you can pray for me.
Zvino unokwanisa
kundina mazvino. But if it is right.
Asi kana zviyo zviri
then you can begin to praise the Lord the more.
Chirumbidza Mwari.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In
the ministry, I'm not a novice.
Even in
age.
So kubagunzi mayuth, mayuth akadara nongoita kuzanu PF cheta nita sisus nonzi mayuth. But isusu tapura panzi boyagaida ziyo.
We are now way past that.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Ndakaverenga quotation.
I read this quotation.
But God does the calling. Kutaura ninyaya ye ministry.
I'm talking about ministry. Mwari, ndiwo vanodana.
God does the choosing.
Ndiwo vanosarudza.
God does the electing.
Ndiwo vanozosanangura.
God does the setting in order.
Ivo ndivo vanoisa zvinhu mugwara.
He quotes, God had set in the church some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some evangelists, and some pastors. God does that himself. So when you are looking for a pastor, your duty is to pray. But God does the choosing himself. God does the setting in order. God does all these things. Are we together? Praise the Lord. We cannot make one hair black or white. Neither can we add one thing to our stature by taking thought. God in his infinite grace and by his election and his foreknowledge sets these things in order, and every will works just right. He says, I like that. Praise the Lord. I introduced and said ministry. It's a religious, it means religious ministers collectively.
If we put it in plain words,
Nas ministry pano inonzi end time message ministry.
The ministry that's here is called the end time message ministry.
Ine influence kubudiriro.
It's got an influence in budiriro.
Ine influence kukudzivarasekwa.
Influence in zivarasekwa.
Ine influence kumavuku.
Influence in mavuku.
Tuenda kumaruzeva, ine influence kwa kawanda.
To the rurals, many places.
Kana zvaita seizvozvo inenge yakunzi ministry.
When it is like that, it's now called a ministry.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Asi ndine zvinhu zvandoda kuti ndinongedze pamusoro pazvo.
There are some things that I really want to emphasize on.
God reveals this word in the season.
Mwari vanozarura shoko iri mumwaka.
To whom he chooses to reveal it to.
Kunewo vanosarudza kunoda kuzarurira uyu.
God chooses who he reveals it to.
Mwari vanotosarudza vavanozarurira.
He chose that before the foundation of the world. All of his doing were foreknown by him. Hidden from men.
When something is hidden from you, how do you get to it? You can get to it through prayer.
Nokuti prophet anoti zvinhu zvomweya,
spiritual things
zvinonzverwa nomweya.
They are descend spiritually.
Saka iwewe kuti ugone kupinda imomo muzano ramwari.
For you to get into the plan of God.
Unotopinda muzano ramwari nemunamata.
You get into it through prayer.
Saka mwari ane mufundisi anoda kuti tive naye pano.
Now God has got a pastor he wants to for us to have
him. Isu tinomuziva sei?
How then do we know him?
Tinoenda pamabvi.
We kneel down.
Totanga kunamata.
And we pray.
Mwari manga mati twita sei?
Lord, what do you want us to do?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He just reveals them as he will.
Iyanongo zarura sokuda kwake.
It is his chosen season.
Mwaka wake waakatosarudza.
His chosen person.
Ni munhu wake waasarudza.
And he never did choose a party or sect.
Haana kumbosarudza kaboka kana vaya vanotsauka.
It's a chosen person. How he does it.
Munhu anenge atosarudza iye pachake ndiyo maitiro anozviita.
Who is it? that would dare correct him and say, now Lord, you made a mistake by putting this man in the ministry. This man does not believe like we believe. Who is going to tell his wrong in it? It would take somebody that's a little more of a delinquent than I am to tell him that.
I'd
like to salute Pastor Mabogo. I saw him walk into the church.
Saluting Pastor Mabogo, he walked into the church.
God bless you, Reverend. He knows what he's doing. He knows who to choose and who not to choose, what to do and when to do it. No matter how much we think a certain person is qualified to do a certain job, God knows who is qualified for the time and the season or the time and the right time to do it.
Mwari vanoziva iye wacho akafanira kupinda ipapo mumwaka nenguva yekuzvita.
And the real true Christian,
zvino muKristi wechokwadi,
the real true believer in God,
mutendi wechokwadi muna Mwari,
waits upon the Lord for these things.
Anomirira pana Mwari pazvinhu izvi.
Wait on your ministry.
Zvino chimirira kapashumiro yako.
If you feel a call,
ukanzwa kudanwa muhana,
be sure that it's God.
Iva nechokwadi kuti ndi Mwari.
Be sure that it's right.
Iva nechokwadi kuti zvakarurama.
Be sure that it's timely for what you are saying.
Iva nechokwadi kuti zviri munguva mune
zvauri kutaura. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. If they walk, they will not faint. Praise the Lord. And I go on to this one. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. The first introduction shows he was an apostle. Called the apostle of God by apostles by the will of God. In one place he said he wasn't called of man, neither was he sent of man, but God sent him. Now the first thing, he was an apostle. The word apostle means one sent. Apostle means a missionary, one sent.
Missionary,
one sent. And apostle means one sent. Both the same word. Now, man can send a missionary.
Missionary.
Or God can send a missionary. Man can send an apostle. The Episcopalians and the things call themselves the apostles of the church and so forth. They are apostles of the church. They lay hands on them and send them out. Then God can send an apostle, one sent. So don't you ever lay hands upon Paul. God laid hands upon Paul, knocked him down off his horse, and rolled in the dust there as it was standing up and Christ speaking to him. Paul was sent of God, not of man. His calling was divine. So if his calling was divine, written in the scriptures, vindicated by his ministry, I believe what Paul said in the scriptures is the truth.
Saka usambofunga kuti waikwanisa kuzoturika maoko pana Paul. Akanga atoturikwa naMwari kudhara. Mwari vakanga vamuisa pasi kubva pabhiza rake. Vakataura naye uye Mwari vakamutuma kwete vamwe vanhu. Kudanwa kwake kwaive kwehumwari uye kwakanga kuri kumagwaro ezvokwadi.
Paul said in Galatians 1:8, he said this gospel was so sure that even an angel from heaven come and taught any other gospel, let him be accursed. I'm going to be rushing. We saw this. Paul is an apostle. I told you before, when you talk of an apostle, You mean also a missionary.
A missionary.
A missionary, the prophet says, is the highest calling. You cannot be an apostle by your own desire. This is the man who travels the seas for the Lord Jesus Christ. He sets things in order. He's one sent on a mission. One that's been sent. And I also looked at the evangelist. He's that fireball standing between the enemy and the congregation.
He
is the flying eagle. Prophet was one. The evangelist. He doesn't have power to heal. An evangelist is an anointed office. And the prophet says they should continue on the scene. And he says his best part is in his first 3 years. We saw it, Jesus was an evangelist. We saw also he was a teacher. Like what Paul says, I was both to you a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher. So it is possible that these offices can be shared. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then we see the teacher. That, he says the church has to have teachers. The Holy Ghost teaches through a teacher.
He is
a special man. Teaching things a man places a man positionally. Teaching settles the church. God equips a man to teach. To teach deep things. He angers the truth in the people's hearts. He says, if you want to see a man, if he's a teacher, see how he interprets the word. And he says, teaching is like walking on thin ice. He says, teaching is treacherous. Bible teaching is usually treacherous. And let you know, kind of walking out on the thin ice, we call it. But we just feel that maybe at this point, at this time, it might be good to bring the church to what I kind to a complete understanding positionally of what we are in Christ Jesus. And sometimes I think that preaching is wonderful. But I believe sometimes, Brother Billa, that teaching goes beyond that. Especially to the church. Now preaching catches the sinner, brings him under condemnation of the, by the word. But teaching places the man positionally what he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we saw that in 2 Timothy 1:11-15. Whereunto am I appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles? For the which cause I suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I've believed. And I'm believed that he's able. I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, of faith and love in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. The next office I look at here is the office of a pastor. The prophet says he's the ox of the team, or a burden bearer. He's an intercessor. A pastor is solid. The church can never live higher than what its pastor teaches.
Akereke haingakwanise kurarama pamusoro pezvaingadzidziswa nemufundisi wayo.
He must be humble.
Anofanonga
akazvininipisa. But not too humble to be humble. But not too humble.
Kwete kuzvininipisa kusvika kubve kuti anochepesa.
Pastors are suspicious of things the kind of sheep eat.
Vanhu vanonzi vafundisa vanokanyatsongwarira zvinhu zvinodyiwa nemakwai.
And all of these in the ministry, they have three things to worry about.
Zvinovane zvinhu zvitatu zvavanofanira kutarisa mushumiro yose.
Watch money.
Mari.
Popularity.
Kurumbira.
And women.
Nemadzimai.
That they should not be overlords over God's heritage.
Kuti vasava mutoro kuvana vamwari.
And he says, this is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop must be blameless. The husband of one wife. Vigilant. Sober. Of good behavior. Given to hospitality. Apt to teach. Not given to wine. No striker. Not greedy of filthy
looker.
But patient. Not a brawler. Not covetous. One that ruleth well his own house. Having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and snare of the devil. Then I caught. But the full and complete authority of the church is the pastor. Read that in the Bible. See if it's not the Bible order. That's exactly right. There is no one above the elder. Praise the Lord. I have nothing to do with brother. What Brother Nivo does here.
That's
up to you, Brother Nivo.
If
Brother Nivo wanted to preach Jehovah Witness doctrine, that's up to him and you. See, if you wanted to preach anything he wanted to, that's between you and him, that's all. If the congregation votes for him in there to preach that, that's right, that's up to him. In another place you see, in the church there is the pastor, and the pastor is a special man. He is built to where he can put up with fusses of the people.
He
is a burden bearer. He is the ox of the team. He is the man that can sit down when somebody got something against somebody else, and sit down with them two families and take neither side and reason it out and bring it back into sweetness. See, he is a pastor. He knows how to take care of things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Number three. He says, in another place. Now we may hold, we may be a little lengthy, an hour and a half, or maybe longer on this. I don't know how it will take. And now again, I would say to that, in this time, that knowing people holds to your words, they do, to their pastor. Of course, I've been a pastor. And they hold their pastor's words just like it was between death and life. They hold to their priest's words just like it was death and life. And of course, the pastor, perhaps with all that he knows how to do, he is teaching his people just exactly like he was taught in the seminary. No doubt, but the priest also, in the different religions that he have priests, because the pastor really is a priest. He's an intercessor. If the priest, in all he's taught in his seminary and monasteries, and the man with deep sincerity is telling exactly what he's taught.
Zvino mufundisi ndinoziva kuti anokwanisa kudzidzisa vanhu vake nemo nemo izvo zvaakadzidziswa kuchikoro chake chebhaibheri vamwe vavaprista vanotendawo kuti kune vaprista vakadaro vanokwanisa kufamba vari muzvinhanowo zvakadaro vachirevererwa nemuprista.
Are we in service, friends? I'm just cruising tonight. There are certain things that I want to later emphasize on. And you see him really flighting, going on. And he says, the Lord called me for such and such to be a pastor. Now a pastor can't be a flighty person. A pastor is solid and sound. God called me to be a teacher. Watch him how he interprets the word.
See,
he gets all mixed up and everything else you can tell. Yeah? But then the thing to do, your position is usually known whether you can do it or
not.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And in another place, he says, Brother Nival is a sweet man of God. And I know, when I hear him preach, I know it's coming from directly from his heart. I know that. And Brother Nival, as he said the other night, that comment said, I made a remark. Someday I baptize him in Jesus' name, I did. Why? I saw the sincerity and honesty in him. I know that if he could ever be given to him and seen, he could really see it. His eyes would come open. He would receive it. I waited. And telling the church, don't you worry that Methodist preacher will come alright. Praise the Lord. Are we in church? The prophet would wait for situations. He wasn't rushing. Remember what we said on Wednesday. If God is determined to do anything through you, you must look for these 5 months. It must be according to the word, according to the prophet. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Eh? You must be the person. It must be the time and the season. These 5 have to be in a row. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he's waiting for the time of Brother Nival here. He wasn't rushing to cause things to happen. He's waiting for him to mature to that level in order to cause an event to happen. And here he is today, a pastor of the tabernacle, as solid in the work as he can be in the message. He believes God. And I know, when I hear something come from Brother Nival, I know it's genuine, coming from God, because he is that type of a man. And in another place, it's been one of the amazing things that I've noticed along the lines of my ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ is the peculiarity of people and the study of human life is one of the greatest things that a person can study, to watch nature of people and different parts of the nations and the world. To where you go, you will notice there is a different attitude that people take towards Christ, towards his service, towards his servants, towards worship, and of the things has been. That one type of meeting will be just wonderful in what part of the country, where it won't work in another part of the country.
Woona kuti kumisangano iyi ichibudirirayo zvakanaka asi vanhu vanenge vane maonero akasiyana siyana kunyika dzakasiyana.
And the church will never live higher than its pastor teaches. You seldom find that. If you got a good, sound, sane gospel teacher, you will find that type of church. It's just where your pastor leads you. The pastors that feed you on. You know, I noticed I have two Bibles. One of them is nature. I watch closely. God, for God lives in nature. In his Bible of nature, you take an animal. When it feeds off a certain type of ground, that animal will turn the color of that ground. If you notice it, take for instance, if you talk of even a vermin. Quiet. Down in Mexico. You notice him there. And he's kind of them red weeds and things. The coyote turns red. And up in the part of the country, or further up, of course, in the west, he'll turn a brown looking and kind of bluish brown. He feeds in that part of the country. The day will be the same way. The same little mood there. In the way down in Mexico. Is a reddish looking. Up here is grayish looking. And he goes on north further. Further north. He turns dark. It's what grounds you feed on. And you notice another thing about nature, that when you find out in the desert in Arizona and around, everything out there where there is no rain, it's always got stickers on it. Mashija anaita means what?
Okay, mashija anaita means what?
Every weed you get a hold of
has
got a sticker on it. And when you check them weeds and come up here where they have a lot of rain, doesn't have any sticker on it. That's a good lesson. Ukaona brother vakubaya vamwe.
If you see a brother pricking others,
vaenda mugwenga.
He has gone into a desert.
Vari mudesert.
He is in a desert.
Havagoni kubudisa shizha rakanaka.
He cannot produce a good leaf.
No kuti shizha kana riri mudesert.
Because when a leaf is in a desert,
harigone kufellowshipa zvakanaka.
Cannot fellowship well.
Hama dzangu ngatidzidze izvozvo muzvara nhasi.
Let us learn that lesson
that
tonight.
Fellowship nemunhu wese.
Let us fellowship with everyone.
Kunyanya ipo pano pachechi.
Even here at church,
we ate under
the same
wind. We ate
under the same soil.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I heard
some say,
when you want to know humility,
and
go to Eastly Church.
Go to Eastly Church.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari varumbidzwe.
Panguva iyoyo Belvedere aimba Sterek.
At that time,
Belvedere
was going. If you want good singing, go to Belvedere.
Panguva iyoyo Merrick Park yanga iri serious too much.
Merrick Park was
serious too much.
If you want to be serious too much, go to Merrick
Park. Tina zatakadya.
We ate something.
That's a sea unu watakasirwa.
Let us not leave
the legacy of blessing you are you.
That's the legacy of blessing.
Ukaona wakubva ipapo.
If you forsake it,
zvatoipa.
Then it's now all wrong.
Praise the Lord.
Mari varumbidzwe.
Rimwerezuva ndakazvitora too hard.
The other time I took it too hard.
Vamwe sister ndobva vaita zvavakaita so.
The other sister did something she did.
Ndobva ndatsura zvakati nyanyei.
Then I rebuked a little bit hard.
Ndobva azouya kuno because I saw pastor wangu ari kuno.
Then came over here.
Pastor ndozvandaitwa nani?
Pastor, this is what.
No, nasawira wenyu.
Your friend did to me.
Then he said,
Brother Komichi,
you are taking it too hard. Slow down a little bit.
What is slowing? We don't know which crow you're coming from. We marvel at what you're doing. What are you trying to do? Come back to this brand we were given.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, if the church is all dry
and
no spirit in it, they always got a little stickers that's boosting around. You need a good old-fashioned Holy Ghost rain, don't you? That
softens
you up. That's right.
Amen.
The pastor then
call
this individual down and ask them to be reverend and keep their place. The pastor must be a man that has got a very humble way about him. But not too humble. But what he would be like the Lord Jesus Christ. When he sees wrong going on in the church, he plaited ropes and ran them out of church. And now the church of God is the house of judgment. And the pastor is the highest order in the church. The elder is the highest thing in the apostolic church outside of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings his message straight to the elder, and the elder gives it to the people.
If you say this one can make it.
Komanje wakanochita hana kufunda.
If you say he's not learned.
Kewomanje wakanochita hano kagamasa Moses.
If you say he stammers like Moses.
Unobatsirwa sei?
How then can you be helped?
Watora attitude iri wrong.
You have taken a wrong attitude.
So kapanya yemwe ya mutsvene.
Center on the Holy Ghost.
Ufambe zvakanaka.
And move right.
Wona zvakagadzirwa naMwari.
Look at what the Lord has prepared for you. And walk according to that.
Upastor hakusi kutaura chirungu.
Pastoral is not eloquent in English.
Upastor hakusi university.
He's not attending university.
Upastor
to be under the gospel and be led by the Spirit of God. It's not knowing much and having the wisdom of the world, of having a brightened countenance. Come back into the message and see how it is.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to jump some of the things, but not to cause you to ask me to come back, no. Now, that's the way to get something done. Now, that's the way you congregation ought to be about your pastor. See, that's when God will answer, that's right.
You've
got to approach God's gifts in the right way, with reverence. And ministry is ministers' gifts. There are gifts in the body. Five spiritual gifts that's predestinated and foreordained of God to the church. I know there's nine local gifts in the body. But these are God's gifts. The office. Apostles. Prophets. Teachers. Pastors. Evangelists. And we must respect them. If we expect something from God, praise the Lord.
If you pull me around, are you respecting me? If you talk about my bed, who doesn't know that I have got this kind of
conscience?
Don't repeat the things that I know. Just get into the word.
Praise the Lord. wakuda kupinda ministry.
When you are getting into ministry now,
zvivhare kune zvinotaura vanhu.
You must enclose yourself to the world.
Uzvivhure kune zvinotaurwa shoko raMwari.
And open your eyes at what God says.
Inzwa zvinotaurwa nomuprofita pano.
Listen to what the prophet is saying.
The trouble is today.
Dambudziko heri ino manje nhasi.
With so many of us people.
Nevamwe vazhinji vedu.
We want to get, you know, so seminary and denominational, educated minded that God can't use us.
Tinoda kusvitsa pfungwa dzedu pakudzidziswa nezveusangano izvi nezvedzidzidzo zvebhaibheri mukuti Mwari havachakwanisi kutishandisa.
God can give a man
Mwari vanogona kupa munhu.
A start to do something.
Ya chekuvamba nacho kuita chimwe chinhu.
And give him a ministry.
Vobva vamupa shumiro.
The first thing you know?
Chekutanga munoziva.
He will go to catering to what others say.
Anobva aenda kunobatikana nezviri kutaurwa nevamwe vanhu.
And the first thing you know?
Chekutanga munoziva.
He will be wrapped up in a big bunch of stuff.
Anobva angozvikukokorodzera zvimwe zvinhu zvakangowanda wanda.
And then God just takes his hands off of him.
Zvino Mwari vobva vamuti tsve.
And let him alone.
Vobva vamusiya.
Then he will try to find another.
Zvino Mwari voedza kutsvaga umwe munhu.
Somebody that will do it.
Umwe munhu anokwanisa
kuzvita. He's got to find something.
Anofanira kuwana
munhu. Take his word.
Anotora
shoko. Take the divine revelation.
Anotora chizaro chimwe.
And won't move with it. We will stay right there on that word.
Anoramba akadzikamidzi pashoko iro.
The way he does it.
Toma itira
zvino. He's always done it.
Akazvita senzira iyoyo.
If you want God to leave you,
kana tichida kuti Mwari vagokusiya,
listen to what people say.
Teerera zvinotaurwa nevanhu.
If you want God to deposit you,
kana tichida kuti Mwari vagokusiya,
listen to what people say.
Teerera zvinotaurwa nevanhu.
If you are a servant of God,
kana uri muranda waMwari,
listen to the messenger.
Teerera kunhume.
Behold, I send you Elijah.
Tarira ndinokutumira Eliya muprofita.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it shall be light about the evening time.
Iye kuchava nechiedza munguva dzamadeuka zuva.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in the days of the voice,
asi nemazuva enzwi,
of the seventh angel,
nemutumwa wechinomwe,
shall begin to sound all the mysteries of God.
Chakavanzika chaMwari chaiswa pachena.
Listen to this message. Don't listen to people.
Usateerera vanhu.
Usachovwa nevanhu iwe.
Let not people move you.
Newe usachovwa vamwe.
And don't move other people.
You are out of the will of God by doing that.
Ukadaro wabuda mukuda kwaMwari.
Come back to the will of the Lord.
So kakukuda kwaMwari.
It has all kunzi neshoko uiti.
Do what the word says.
Ndoda kusiko riri mumachechi
echi. That's the problem with the church.
Vanhu vanoda kubatsira Mwari.
People try to help God.
Pasina kudaidzo kuti batsira.
When they are not called to
help. Vanhu kunzi batsira nemunamato.
When you are supposed to help with prayer, you are not helping with prayer.
Mwari kana kuti hausi waMwari.
Are you of God or not?
VaMwari vanozikanwa.
Those of God are known.
Nokuteerera shoko renhume.
By the brand of listening to the message of the messenger.
Praise the Lord.
Mari varumbidzwe.
I'm rushing.
Ndikumhanya.
Because I've got a certain time I'm looking at.
Nekuti ndine nguva yandiroda kubata.
We hear a cry on the radio.
Tinonzwa kudanidzira muma radio.
And in different places.
Nemunzvimbo dzakangosiyana siyana.
Coming from sincere hearts.
Zvichibva mumwoyo yakaperera.
Lord, give us a revival in our
lives. Ishe titumireo rumutsiriro munguva yedu.
I've touched that already.
Izvi ndakazvitaura.
The coming of Jacob.
Kuya kwa Jacob.
I'll just touch a little bit on the revival that must be there.
Aregai ndibate panyaya yerumutsiriro rinofanira kunge riripo.
Jacob and his brother.
Jacob nemukoma wake.
Their difference was the approach on the birthright.
Musiyano wavo kwaive kuona kwavo panyaya yeudangu.
The birthright is the word of God.
Udangu ndiro shoko raMwari.
What is your approach to it?
Iwe unozvionawo sei?
If it is negative,
kana uine wakamira kurutivi rinopesana,
you become an Esau.
Unovasa Isa.
If it is positive,
asikana uri kurutivi rwakananga,
you become a Jacob.
Unovasa Jacob.
Until the establishment of the Aaronic priesthood,
kusvikira panguva yakazounzwa uprista waAaron,
the head of the family,
mutungamiri wemhuri,
exercised priestly rights,
aitove nekodzero dzeuprista pamhuri iyo.
Abrahamic family,
mhuri yaAbraham,
held the Edenic promise of the Satan bruiser.
Ndiyo yakanga yakatakura vimbiso yakapiwa muEden kuti ndivo vachazotsika musoro waSatan.
That was Genesis 3:15.
Ndiye Genesis 3:15.
I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed.
Pakati pembeu yako nembeu
yake. It shall bruise thy head.
Mbeu yake ichatsika musoro wako.
And thou shalt bruise his head.
Iwe ucharuma chitsunzo chake.
And we have seen them come.
Zvino takavaona vachiuya.
From Abel.
Papa na Abel.
Seth.
Pakauya Seth.
Shame.
Pakauya Shem.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Isaac.
Isaac.
And then Esau.
Zvino paifana kuya Esau.
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 As the firstborn.
Sedangwe.
Was in the direct line.
Anga atopinda mugwara.
Of the Abrahamic promise.
Munyaya yavimbiso iyi ya Abraham.
Are we together?
Amen.
That was Genesis 3, 12, 3.
Genesis chapter
12, and I will bless thee. Bless thee. And curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. For all that was revealed in
Esau
might have fulfilled those two great promises, messianic promises. The birthright. Esau sought for a momentary fleshly gratification. Jacob,
as Jacob approached this issue, it was deep, calling unto the deep. These things of the word is what I love. I might fail to really explain it, but I have got this faith in what God has given. That's what Esau failed to see. And he became a mere carnal man.
And ukaona pavano sangana vaviri vavano gara vachirwa.
These two are always at variance.
Kuna Cain na Abel.
Cain and Abel.
Mumwe ndewe nyama chai.
The other one is carnal.
Asumwe anotaura nezvefaith.
The other one speaks of faith.
Mumwe ari kutaura nezvongoti Mwari ati muzvara nhasi.
The other one is saying God has said this today.
Mumwe ari kutaura nezva Mwari aburuka nevatumwa.
The other one is talking about God who has descended
the stuff.
At that mountain.
No, Baba,
and came and picked him up. What they are talking about is different.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Esau.
His foot was held by the hand of Jacob when they were born.
Esau.
When he was looked at, he was nobler. What you'd bring in the home, it had an honor. But he was destitute of faith.
Akaita despise the birthright.
And he despised the birthright, which was a spiritual thing. What is it that is
saying?
If we say let the fivefold ministries rise up, what is it that is rising up?
Title deed.
The title deed came down. That's the one the bride took. It gives the bride the ability to walk with God's word. It gives you the ability to be a priest, to approach God. When you take that, you're now like Elisha. You now have the double portion. You now have dominion upon the throne of God. You are now part and parcel of the translation of the body. This is what Jacob desired. But Esau was destitute of these things. He didn't know spiritual things like Jacob did. And he saw the ladder, the angels ascending and descending from heaven. Esau never saw these things.
Jacob.
The
image
of Israel must start off from me.
You are
saying this seed for the whole of the
God's
earth be blessed. Let it come through me.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Anga achida kudzokera kuEden ikoko.
He wanted to go back right into Eden.
Muzvara nasa amadzangu.
Today, brethren,
kana tichiti tadedzerwa munhu pano kuparidza.
When we say somebody has been called into ministry,
ari kuparidza chiLutheran here.
Is he preaching the Lutheran message?
Ndochaka produce justification.
It produced justification.
Water age.
The water age.
Wesleyan.
The Wesleyan age.
Sanctification.
Those accounts of cheneswa.
The blood age.
And dicho chizvarwa
che Pentecost age.
Chizvarwa che Pentecost.
Yakaunza the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Zvakaunza rubhabhatidzo rumwe
yamutsvene. But the bride age.
Asi chizvarwa chemwenga.
Yatiunzira munhu Kristu Jesu.
Has brought us Christ.
No patiri muzuva rana.
This is where we
kana
are today.
Kana shoko razaruka.
When we say the revealed
way. Hatinakuzarurirwa munhu watinoziva. Watinobata kudai aiwa.
It's not a tangible man revealed to us.
Wa Jesu wavhurika kwatiri.
But the person of Jesus has been revealed to us.
Kubudikidza neshoko ramwari.
Through God's word.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari varumbidzwe.
This
is where we will be standing.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. In the next few minutes, Dr. Zinu Jamus, and this is Daud Mfambe Fambe.
I just want you to sit still.
Daud Munzo Janjeta Urapana.
I want you to hear this.
The Jamba Zinu Jagat Kut. But it's okay. Many ministers have done the same thing.
It's the spirit of the
Lord.
You're not doing it to be called back, no.
But
if the spirit needs me to come back, I'll just come back. May we appreciate the Lord tonight. I want to zero with the condition we have here. If you find yourself as a manager and you are given a post of duty that you are leading this company, it has got such kind of magnitude of losses,
but we are
placing you at that post of duty so that you revive it from that. If your mind is not inclined towards what we are going to say, then you are going to fail. When you get into a new job like that one, the first thing you start to think,
balance sheet company yakambomira sei?
How does the balance sheet of this company look like?
Ma markets company yakambomira
sei? How does the markets of this company look like?
Ko are the profitability yacho yakambomira sei?
Ko kushaiwa profit kwayo kwakamira sei?
Zvii zviri kunetseka.
What is
ko politics such the organization ni dzakambomira sei?
How does the organization stand?
Ukangango wagona kuona pari company.
If you can see the stature of the company,
wagona kuibudisa kubuda mata.
You can now pull it out of that miracle. But if you enjoy that, I've been given much money.
6 months down the line,
you'll be chased away. Because you're not fulfilling the magic. You don't know the
magic.
You're just getting into it, not knowing. As you look at Eastley Church, with the condition it is now, and what it is looking for, I looked at it, and God showed me
that Eastley is in the book of Numbers. Through that, we want to talk about it a little bit. The book of Numbers is the book of the pilgrimage of Israel. When you talk of pilgrimage, you talk of a journey to a sacred place. Then the name Numbers is derived from the numberings of Israel. The main lesson that we have there is unbelief bars the entrance to abundant life.
Inyaya yekuti kusatenda kunodzivisa upenyu hwekuzvipira kwakakwana.
Munhu ari kutadza kupinda munyika yechipikirwa.
A person is failing to get into the promised land.
Nokuda kwe unbelief.
Because of unbelief.
Munozviziva imimi.
You know it, brethren.
The prophet akati kumwa doro.
The prophet said drinking beer.
Akusi achisichivi.
Is not a sin.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari varumbidzwe.
Kuba.
Stealing. Neither is it a sin. Brother Branham. Now what is sin? Unbelief to God's word.
Saka Israel.
Now Israel.
In pilgrimage.
Is in the pilgrimage.
Zairim pilgrimage is
being in that journey.
Iri kutunga miri wano mtunga miri wawo.
Is being led by its leader.
I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 3.
Wherefore
as the Holy Ghost says. Verse 7. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. In the day of temptation, in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation. And said, they do always always err in their heart. And they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. In departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. What is deceit? It's a sleight of hand. It's subterfuge, camouflage. He says, don't allow sin to do that to you. Don't be deceived in this walk. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. As in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by
Moses,
but with whom was he gripped 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned? Whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swell he? That they would not enter into his rest. But to them that believed not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. In that book of Numbers, we see the messianic types. The smitten rock. If you get to Numbers
20,
if you get to 1st Corinthians chapter 10, 4 to 5. You see the brazen serpent. If you get to Numbers chapter
21, 6 to 9,
you see the cities of refugees. That is Numbers
35
and Hebrews
6:18.
But I want to send on this. In that book of Numbers, you see also memories. There was murmuring concerning the way. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it. And his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that way in the utmost parts of the camp. And the people cried unto
Moses.
And Moses prayed unto the Lord. The fire was quenched. And called God, and he called the name of the place Tabera. Because the fire of the Lord burned among them. What was the next thing? There was a memory concerning the food and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lasting. Why is this walk having a mixed
multitude? When they were in Goshen, everyone, even an Egyptian, when they would run from the other parts of Egypt and get into Goshen, what was smiting in Egypt was absent in Goshen. Now these people joined the staff. They were not adequately saved. They didn't have the new birth like
Israel.
They became the part of Israel because of circumstances. And they were part and parcel of Israel. That's what we see today. In the midst of believers, there is a true believer, a mad believer, an unbeliever. Now the make believer seems as if believes brother
Branham
when they don't.
haatende order yeshoko ramari.
They don't believe the order of God.
Haremekeze zvakapiwa
no brother. They don't respect what brother Branham says.
They are dangerous.
That believer is dangerous.
Ndovari kunetsa panapa.
They are giving the problem here.
The Bible is saying.
Bible riri kuti.
It was a mixed multitude.
Raive boka rakasangana vanhu.
Kubva pavari.
From among us.
Lasting.
That's where lasting came. When you last, you have gone for the things that are not yours. You have the spirit of taking what is not yours. Because what God gives you comes in the time allotted. But what is happening here, you are now going towards to what you are not given.
Praise the Lord. And the children of
Israel
also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. Is it true?
Egypt freely. They were eating in Egypt freely. Were they eating freely? Why did they cry
then?
They were in bondage, being smitten,
and
accepted to go into the
jail.
But these ones are
saying, eating freely.
In the message, there are people who lie.
It's because they have developed their lust, which they can't contain. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. You
must be wise. Don't speak just foolish things.
Praise the Lord.
What they are saying is not being told. Why did God take them out? If it was free for them in Egypt.
Then the next thing was concerning the giants.
Verse
number
13.
And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron. And all of the congregation of the children of Israel. Unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh. And brought back word unto them. And unto all the congregation, it showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us. And surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in that in the land.
Were they told to look for that?
Report
is this the correct report?
That
go and see whether the land is there. They were not told to go and look for the fiery things in that land.
And the cities are walled and very great.
And
moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. And the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Listen to this positive brother. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go at once and possess it. For we are well able to overcome it. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And we saw the giants, the sons of
Anak,
which come of the giants, And we were in our sight as grasshoppers, and we were so we were in their sight.
Uye vana vanakava ndidzo vitakwidziya dzemunorondo uye muuso hwavo tinoita semhasho.
My brother afamba nawaya.
The brothers that have
anopera moyo.
Havasi
kuda kunotora promise nenzira yeshoko.
Are not attached to the things of the world.
Chavureva ndozokuti ngatidzokere kuEgypt.
They are meaning to sail and go back to Egypt.
Ifa tikudzoka kuEgypt
hamba. We are not going to go back to Egypt.
Tinoda mberi.
We want to move forward.
Nenzira yeshoko raMwari.
In the way of the way.
Iwo kana wafunga kuti pane vanaana.
If you think they are the same.
Dzokera iwe kuEgypt.
Go back to Egypt.
Unodya melons ako.
And eat your melons.
Cucumbers ako.
And your cucumbers alone.
Garlic yako.
And your garlic alone.
Church ya Mwari chaendera mberi.
But the church of God will move forward.
Then look at them in Numbers 14.
Zvino muna Numbers 14.
Handi vanga vari pachikafu manje.
They were upon the issues of food.
Vanga vari parwendo rwavari kufamba.
They were in that pilgrimage.
Vauya pama leaders avo manje.
They've come to their leaders now.
And the congregation, verse 1 there, lifted up their voice and cried.
Ungano yakasumudza manzwi ndokuchema.
And the people wept that night.
Ndokuungudza urusi.
And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses.
Vana veIsrael vose ndokunyunyuta pamusoro
pa Mozisi. And the whole congregation said unto them.
Ungano yose ndokuti kwavari.
Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt.
Mwari vanga vasingadewa here kuti tifire zvedu kunyika yeEgypt.
Kutaurira Moses izvozvo.
Telling Moses that.
Kuti Exodus yakaitwa nepillar of fire.
The Exodus led by the pillar of fire.
Ndiye manga manga.
It's just.
Kuti tanga takafira zvedu muEgypt.
It's better we died in Egypt.
Moses the leader there.
Moses mutungamiri
pa. He's receiving so many criticism.
Ari kuwana kushoropodzwa kuzhinji
iko. But where is he getting the criticism?
Asi kushoropodzwa kuri kubva ku
from
kubva
a part of the three.
Muchikamu chevatatu vatema.
Three kinds of believers.
Mando nato dzevatema.
But in them.
Asi mavari.
There is a believer in the message of Malachi.
Mune mutendi wemhari dzenguva.
Saka iwewe usatarisa mumwe munhu.
So don't look at somebody.
Tarisa pashoko raMwari.
Look at God's word.
Tarisa zvawakaudzwa neshoko raMwari.
Look at what the word told you.
Because you tarisa munhu asi.
Because you might look at the wrong person. Who is not even going to the promised land.
Yes. Taneta nezvizvi mumachechi.
We are tired with this in churches.
Tatangirwa mamwe machechi nevanhu mumachechi.
Other churches have been started in churches.
Nokuda kuti munhu ataura nendimi.
Because somebody has spoken in tongues.
Nokuti ndiri kurambidza kuti usataura nendimi muchechi.
Because I'm saying don't speak in church. Just do it orderly.
Hanzi muri kudzima mweya. Iwe takumwe iwewe man. This is now the time of Revelation 10.
Yangu vaya zvakazarwa 10.
Aiwa. Nditarise mushe.
Just really look
at me. Ani kutongodzora tsvimbo kana mbichana.
I'm not backtracking.
Hallelujah. Saka vanhu vachemedzwa, vakonzerwa bope.
Nevanhu are being caused and pushed into these things by other people.
Vasingatende zvavo.
Who don't even believe.
Vari kutsvaga ma advantages.
Who are looking for advantages.
Sirikitika apapa.
It's happening here.
Vari kupinda vachicrossa into the land of pilgrimage.
They are crossing into the land.
Isu sosakapasa konzera.
It caused
them. Mazvava vari kufamba.
They are
kuti awande.
To be multiplied.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Usakonzerwa kumazuva erapture kuwanda iwe. Ngatirambe takaita zero brother. Mwenga kanotanga waziva kuti ndiani.
The bride knows who she is.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord. And the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them,
Would
God that we had died in the land of Egypt. Oh, God that we had died in this wilderness. Wherefore had the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be prey? Were it not better for us to return unto Egypt? And they say to one another, let us make a captain and let us return to Egypt. Then
Moses
and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assemblies of the people of the congregation of the children of
Israel.
Listen to this guy and
Joshua
the son of Nun and
Caleb
the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land.
Vakaenda kundosora nyika.
Rent their clothes.
Vakabvarura hanzu dzavo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they spake. unto all the company of the children of Israel, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel you not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Don't fear your situation. The Lord is with thee. There is nothing new under the sun. It can happen somewhere. It will happen here. The Lord has given you a pastor before. He will give you another pastor. Follow the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Speak like Joshua today.
Taurasa Joshua nas.
Speak like Caleb today.
Taurasa Caleb.
Only rebel ye not.
Musa mukira chete.
Against the Lord.
Muchipesa na mwari.
But was the Lord there?
Asi mwari vanga vari pwera.
He was not there.
Mwari vanga vasipo.
They were rebelling against Moses.
Vaito mukira Moses.
They were rebelling against Aaron.
Vachi mukira Aaron.
So if you rebel against your leadership,
muka mukira
you are rebelling against God.
Muri kumukira mwari.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari varumbizwe.
Never you do that.
Musa modaro.
You die in the wilderness.
Munofira
murezi. Never you do that.
Musa daro.
Let me tell you, friend.
Nekani kudzesha
mwana. I'm a preacher of the gospel.
Ndimparidzo
wevhangeri. And I know this.
Zvino zvinoziva.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari varumbidzwe.
Vataurirwa kudaro manje. Verse 10.
When they were told that, verse 10.
But all the congregation.
Asungano yose.
Bird stoned them with stones.
Vakatoti ngatitorei matombo tivatake.
And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel.
How can you stone a person with words? When you just do that,
the pillar of fire is coming down to defend the leadership. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people provoke me? How long will it be before they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them and make of thee a greater nation and mightier than
they.
Shown at the correct leaders are.
Look at what the correct leader is
and
doing.
And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear. For thou broughtest us up in the up these people in thy mighty mighty among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of the land. Of this land. For they have heard that thou, Lord, art among these people. That thou, Lord, art seen face to face. And that thy cloud turneth over them. And that thou goest before them day by day in a pillar of clouds, in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all these people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee who speak saying,
you hear of a person that's called of God. He is not for that job just because
are,
no, those that are
I can see must
he goes to intercede for them.
If
you say let my enemy die, you are stray from God.
Huh? And see them in Numbers 16 there. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Datan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of
Reuben,
took men.
Where they are coming from is a great tribe. Levi is not just a simple man.
Kohath
is one of the priests. But who are amongst them? There is this man called Korah. A man called Datan. And Abiram. Then this man called On. They were the ones that had joined from Egypt because it was being destroyed. And they went with this group.
But it's a separation within a separation. Don't be part of the man.
Continue holding on
you
to God.
You must be called a believer. You are a pilgrim and a stranger. And they rose up before
Moses
with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. They gathered themselves together against
Moses
and against
Aaron
and said unto them, you take too much upon. Upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy. Then they went to challenge Moses, the leader of the group.
Why did you do that?
We see where it comes from. You can't challenge
Moses
because you are challenging God.
Do you see these scriptures?
I told you I'm not young anymore, brothers. I've pastored that church for 15 years. We are not playing. We see these scriptures.
I'm saying at Eastleigh. You must be wary of these things. It's not just
speaking.
It's not just doing things that happen.
Regulated.
Let your things be led of God's word. And be vested in the spirit of God. In doing
this
thing. It's not just getting a quotation. Get into the spirit of quotation. To be able to quote it correctly.
Yes. Praise the Lord. You take too much upon you. Seeing all the congregation are holy. Every one of them. The Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourself above the congregation of the Lord. And Moses heard it. And he fell upon his face. And spake unto Korah. And unto all his companies. Even tomorrow. The Lord will show. Who are his? And who is holy? And who caused him to come near unto him? And in whom, even whom, he hath chosen, will he cause to come near unto him?
Then I didn't take down what happened later on.
But
there was an issue of some who were galloped by the earth.
Fought one of that.
Verse 41.
They are murmuring concerning the divine judgments of God. But on the morrow, verse 41, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, you have killed the people of the Lord.
These
people
Where these people
believed,
we saw and realized where they had come from.
Now they murmur against the desert.
Then
came the children of Israel. Even the whole congregation into the desert of Zin in the first month. And the people are born in Kadesh. And Miriam died there. Was buried there. And there was no water in for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people charged with Moses. And spake saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord.
$250. It was better for us to have died.
Also.
Is this a believer?
You
can't do that.
And wherefore have he made us to come out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed and of figs or vines or pomegranates. Neither is there any water to drink.
Seiko wakatitura kubwa kujipita uchunza pano murenje zvamu. Hapana kana masau matowe nechi. Tiri kushaya.
Vakuda masau kugombe.
They now need something along the journey.
Ingoda zvinopiwa naMwari.
Just accept the provisions.
God gives them manna.
Mwari akavapa manna.
And they complain again.
Vakanyinyuta.
That's Numbers 21. And these people spoke against God.
And against Moses.
Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. And our soul looteth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. And they bit the people. And much of the people died.
There is something I want you to see.
Joshua.
The man called Joshua,
who later took from Moses, was not involved in this whole mess. He was not involved in the memory.
He is the one.
We are more than able.
This is what God saw.
Joshua then becomes part of the prominent leaders of the Old Testament. The prophet was beyond the curtain of time.
When he went there, people came and said,
Mauya.
Welcome. Then they gave him a high place to sit. Why do you bless me here?
He
said, upon the earth, you were a leader. This is what it is. On this
side,
those people were not jealous. They were not jealous. When we walk in this Christian
journey,
we must walk like that.
Joshua. He emerges as one of the leaders in early Hebrew history. He's joining Joseph. When we say Joseph, it means he adds. That youth whose dreams came true. He joins Moses. When we say Moses, it means drawn forth. The Christ-like man. He joins Aaron. When you say Aaron, it means enlightened. That first high priest. And Joshua is Jehovah's salvation. A soldier of the Lord. He is the successor of
Moses.
Of the tribe of Ephraim. Oshea. The son of
Nun.
These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out of the land. And Moses called Oshea, the son of Nun,
Joshua.
This
Joshua
is first mentioned in battle before Amalek. That's in Exodus 17. And Moses said unto
Joshua,
choose out of us men and go out and fight with Amalek.
Tomorrow,
I'll stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought Amalek, and Moses, and
Aaron,
and
who
went up to the top of the hill. So Joshua was not the only elder. There is also this man. Joshua, he became a servant of
Moses.
He accompanied him way up the Mount Sinai when the laws was given. And also attended upon the tent meeting, the tent of the meeting. That's in Exodus
24.
I jumped that. He was one of the spies sent to view the land of Canaan from Kadesh in conjunction with Caleb. Then he gives an encouraging report. This resulted in these two worthies being permitted to enter into the promised land while the adults of their generation perished in the
wilderness.
We look at his career here. Joshua was divinely appointed and ordained as a successor of Moses. Numbers 27.
I
want you to get it. And the Lord said unto Moses, get thee up into this Mount
Ibrahim
and see the land which I have given unto the children of Israel. And when thou hast seen it, thou also shalt be gathered unto thy people. And Aaron thy brother was, as Aaron thy brother was gathered.
15.
And Moses spake unto the Lord, saying, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, which may go in before them, which may lead them out, which may bring them in. But the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd. Moses has come to the moment of death. But as he came to the moment of death, he had generals. He didn't have an assistant
pastor.
This is exactly what happened to Blessing
Chase. Then when he was about to die, and he told God, said, how is your congregation going to be led? Let's see the answer of God. Said, oh Lord, look for the one who
He's
saying, Lord, you must look for the one. Don't leave your sheep as a sheep without a shepherd.
And the Lord said unto
Moses,
take thee Joshua, the son of man, the son of
Nun.
Who is saying that? The Lord.
Dimwari.
This church
Kereke
was left without a succession, or within a succession conundrum. Moses,
and Moses asked, how then is this going to be sorted out?
Kana waita mvunzo. Kana uriwe Bible.
Une
mhinduro Bible.
And that, if that question, if you're a scriptural man, the answer is in the Bible.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He didn't say,
I was working with Joshua. I was working with who?
Caleb.
I was working with Caleb.
Shiba,
now do this? No.
Adzoka kuna she wacho.
He came back and reflected.
Nokuti ndine munosarudza matungamiri.
Because it's you who chooses the
so
leader.
Zwini.
What should we do then?
Chanda kuenda pakaita
sei? As I am departing like this.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ndopandamboverenga.
That's why I read.
Shikanzi Mwari ndiye akabata secret yacho.
It's God who holds the secret.
Vanhu vanenge vasingazvizive.
And people won't know.
Ndozviri pano futi.
This is the
Mwari ndiye akabata secret yacho.
It's God with the condition.
Vanhu vasizive.
Some they don't know it.
Saka iwo usataura kuti nhingi ndiye anoita.
So don't say this one. Akudza
izvozvo ndiani?
Who told you that?
Vision yawakaona wakaiona muswani.
Which day did you see that vision?
Usasvibisa chechi yaMwari iwe.
Don't mar the church of God.
And the Lord 18 said unto Moses.
Zvino ishe vakati kuna Moses.
Take thee Joshua the son of Nun.
Chitora Joshua mwanakomana waNun.
And a man in whom is the spirit.
Uyo ane mweya waMwari mari.
Hamasimutorwa munhu wese wese.
It's not anyone who's just been chosen.
And lay thine hand upon him.
And
set him before Eleazar the priest.
And
before the congregation.
And
give him a charge in their sight.
It's
like a charge, are you secret?
So a charge is not a secret.
We have Brother Nivo here.
Na Brother Nivo pano.
Our associate.
Mufundi Swedu.
We have got Brother Kepps here.
Na Brother Kepps
pano. Our associate.
Mufundi Swedu.
The charge is not a secret.
Rairo iya itwe pakavandika.
When I want an associate, I bring him before the church and say, behold, your associate.
This is my associate.
There is nothing like that. We go back to Numbers 27.
Inokuzokera kuna Numbers 27.
Ukangozvitora seizvozvo chete,
haurwisani
nebhaibheri.
You won't fight against the Bible.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari varumbidzwe.
And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him.
Zvino iwe uchaisa chiremerera chako pamusoro
pake. That all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient.
Kuti vana vose veIsraeri vagoteerera.
And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest.
Zvino iwe uchamira mupo Eleazar.
Who shall ask counsel of you for him after the judgment of the Urim before the Lord?
Zvino iwe uchamukumbira kuti aunze Urim pamberi pashe.
And his word shall they go out. At his word shall they go out.
Pashoko rake vachabuda.
And at his word shall they come in.
Pashoko rake vachadzoka.
Both he and all the children of Israel with him.
Iye pamwe chete nevana vese.
And all the congregation.
Neungano yose.
And Moses.
Zvino Moses.
Did as the Lord commanded him.
Akaita maringezo aiwo
nazvo. Took Joshua.
Akatora Joshua.
Set him before Eleazar.
Akamuunza muso Eleazar.
And before all the congregation.
Neungano yose.
And he laid his hands upon him.
Akaturika maoko ake
pamusoro pake. Gave him a charge.
Akamurayira.
As the Lord had commanded.
By
the hands of Moses.
Zvarairwa naIshe maringe neruoko rwa Moses.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari varumbidzwe.
Amen in church.
Vangani vari muchurch.
Praise the Lord. I would have taken Numbers 14.
Ndikadaenda tora Numbers 14.
But I'm jumping it.
Asi ndiri kuisiya.
For the sake of time.
Nekuda kwenguva.
Because I'm about to finish.
Nekuti ndakusvika pakukombera.
So Moses gave him a solemn charge.
Zvino Moses akamurayira
before all Israel.
Muupo weIsrael.
That's in Deuteronomy 31.
Deuteronomy 31.
And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel.
Zvino Moses vakataura mashoko
aya. And he said unto them,
akati kwavari,
I am 120 years old this day.
Ndine makore 120 zuva
rakasvika. I can no more go out and come in.
Zvino handichakwanisi.
As the Lord had said to me.
Sezvo ndakarerewa naShe.
Thou shalt not go over this Jordan.
Vachiti handichayambuki Jordan.
The Lord thy God.
Ishe Mwari wenyu.
He will go over before thee.
Achaenda mberi kwenyu.
And he will destroy these nations from before thee.
Achaparadza ndudzi dzose idzi dziri mupo wenyu.
And thou shalt possess them.
Zvino imi muchatapa.
And Joshua.
Zvino Joshua.
He shall go over before thee.
Uchakutungamirai.
As the Lord has said.
Sezvo akataurwa naShe.
And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and Og.
Zvino ishe.
The kings of the Amorites. And unto the land of them whom he destroyed.
Zvino ishe uchaparadza zvimwezvo semuparadziro wakaita vaAmori.
And the Lord shall give them up before your face.
Zvino ishe uchaisa vavengi venyu muruoko rwenyu.
That he may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you.
Kuti agovatsivira nekuvaparadza maringe nemirayiro yaakandipa
kuti kurayira. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not.
Shiva ine
ine no, be afraid of them.
Musavatya.
For the Lord thy God.
Nekuti Mwari ishe wenyu.
He it is that doth go with thee.
ndiye unoenda nemi.
He will not fail thee.
Hazokundikana
nekuda kwenyu. Nor forsake thee.
Kana kukurasai.
And Moses called unto Joshua.
Mozisi wakataura na Joshua.
And said unto him in the sight of all Israel.
Akati kwaari mupo Israel.
Be strong.
Simbarara.
And of a good courage.
Uve neushingi.
For thou must go with these people.
Nekuti unofana kuenda na vana.
Unto the land which the Lord hath sworn. Unto their fathers to give them. And thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord said, it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee, neither be dismayed. And after the death of Moses is divinely installed a leader. Joshua is divinely installed a leader.
Joshua unogadzwa neumwari kuti ave mutungamiri.
Then is given encouragement to the task he was taking.
Zvino unopiwa ushingi pabasa raakanga
apiwa. And then he was instructed concerning these conditions.
Ndokurayirwa maringe nezvinhu izvi.
That's in Joshua 1.
Zvinowanikwa muna Joshua
1. After the death of Moses.
Zvino mushireme kufa kwa Moses.
The servant of the Lord.
Muranda washe.
It came to pass.
Vakaitika kuti.
That the Lord spake unto Joshua.
Ishe vakataura na Joshua. Mwanakomana wa Nasi.
Moses minister saying.
Mushumiri wa Moses achiti.
Moses, my servant, is dead.
Moses, muranda wangu wafa.
Now, therefore, arise.
Zino chisumuka.
Go over this Jordan.
We ende mirigo
Jordan. Thou and all the people unto the land I do give to them. Even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon. And if I given unto you, as I said unto
Moses,
from the wilderness and this Lebanon, unto the great river, the river
Euphrates,
all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. In other words, go with Moses' teaching. Go with Moses' legacy. Don't change anything. If you take it only, as I was with
Moses,
the way he believed in communion,
go
the same like that. The way he believed in her,
go
the same like that. Don't alter nothing. If you want to prosper in the
world,
praise the Lord. I will not fail thee.
Handizokundikane nokuda
kwako. Forsake thee.
Kana kukusiya.
Be strong.
Asimbarara.
And of a good courage.
Une ushingi.
For unto these people.
Nekuti kuvana.
Shall divide divide for an inheritance the land. Which I swear.
Naka yenyika yandakavavimbisa.
Unto their fathers to give them.
Yandakavimbisa kumadzibaba.
Only be thou strong and very courageous.
Simbarara une ushingi.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law.
Kuti unyatsoona kuti waita maringe nemurambo.
That thou which Moses, my servant, commanded thee.
Uyo wakarayirwa na Moses
muranda wangu. Turn not to it. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left.
Usacheuka kubva
pauri. That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Kuti ugobudirira kwose kwaunoenda.
This book of the law.
Buku iyi yemurau.
Shall not depart out of thy mouth.
Haifaniri kubva pamuromo wako.
But thou shalt meditate day in day and night.
Asi uchadzamisa
pfungwa pari. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein.
Kuti ugoita maringe nezvakanyorwa.
For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
Nekuti izvozvo zvichaita kuti thou shalt
have good success.
Zvibudirire uve
nekubudirira. Have I not commanded thee?
Handina kukurayira here
chii. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid.
Ushingi.
Neither be thou dismayed.
Usaodzwa moyo.
For the Lord thy God.
Nekuti Mwari she wako.
Is with thee.
Anewe.
Whithersoever he goeth.
Kupi nekupi kwaunoenda.
And look at Joshua.
Zvino chiona Joshua.
Starting the work.
Achitanga basa iri.
Starting his career of conquest.
Achitanga basa iri rekurwa.
That's in verse 10.
Then
Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying,
Zino Joshua wakarayira vakuru pamavanhu
vachiti, Pass through the host.
Zino chiunza,
and command the people, saying,
Chipindai muungano murayire vanhu muchiti,
prepare victuals.
Zino chigadzirirai.
Within 3 days.
Nekuti mazoma tatu.
You shall pass over this Jordan.
Muchayambuka Jorodhani.
To go in to possess the land.
Kuenda kunotapa nyika.
Which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it.
Yamakapiwa na ashe.
He opens the campaign.
Anotanga basa.
As he opens the campaign.
Anotanga basa.
Following what Moses was doing.
Achitevera matsimba Moses.
Look at the 3 supernatural events that take place.
Wona izvinhu zvitatu zvemweya
zvinotika. Vindication. that the Lord God was with him. He's crossing the Jordan River at a time of flood. And what does the Lord do? Divides the passage for the host of Israel. What else happens? The angel of the Lord appears to him outside the walls and gives him direction as to the place of attack upon the doomed city. Praise the Lord. And what happened in that city where Rahab was, who was leading that, after sending out the spies? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of the spies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who are part of the fivefold ministry. When they back, and God hearkened, and there was going to be an earthquake, but they produced the words. If you say you are saved, that's it. Because we are in anointed office of God. And it happened thus. The Lord God of
Israel
appeared to Moses in a burning bush. And is appearing to Joshua also as the captain of the armies of the Lord. Are we together, brother? Reason why Brother Branham says you must have been to the desert to meet him in that burning bush as well. Look at his last days as I close. Before his death, he delivers a farewell address to all
Israel
in which he counsels Israel to be loyal to God and remain a separated nation. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God and took a great stone and set it there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us. For it hath heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest you deny your God. He leaves them with a positive influence. That's in chapter 24 there.
Chapter 24 ya Joshua.
And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the son the servant of the Lord, died before being 110 years
old.
And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath Serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north of the hill of
Gash.
And Israel was saved. All the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived
Joshua,
which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. God bless you, Easley Church.
Mwari vakuru pafadze Easley Church.